Day 5, Victory in the Battle. Devotional. After exploring the components of our spiritual armor, we now focus on the ultimate goal, victory in the spiritual battle. This victory isn't about dominating others or achieving worldly success, it's about standing firm in our faith despite opposition. The enemy's primary strategy isn't direct confrontation but deception. He has no real authority over believers except what we surrender through ignorance or neglect. As the sermon powerfully states, the enemy is a failed choir director. The only authority he has is to trick you into self-sabotage. Victory comes through preparation. Just as athletes train before competitions and soldiers drill before deployment, we must prepare spiritually before facing life's challenges. This preparation involves daily putting on our spiritual armor, fastening truth around our waist, securing righteousness over our heart, and readying our feet with peace. When we're properly equipped, we can face any challenge with confidence. We know that if God has predestined our lives, He's also determined their duration and purpose. This knowledge frees us from unnecessary fear and anxiety. Today, recognize that you're not fighting for victory but from victory. Christ has already won the decisive battle. Your job is simply to stand firm in that victory, fully equipped with the armor He provides. Bible verse: But the Lord is faithful, and He will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. Reflection question: In what ways have you experienced victory in spiritual battles when you've been properly prepared with God's armor? Quote: The only hope the enemy has at your defeat is a sucker punch when you're not prepared. Prayer. Mighty God, thank you for the victory that is already mine in Christ. Help me to prepare diligently for spiritual battles by putting on the full armor you provide. When the enemy attacks, remind me that his only power is deception, and your truth has set me free. In Jesus' victorious name, Amen.